Hey guys, I'm Anthony. Thank you for tuning in to another video. If you are new to the channel, subscribe down below. And if you like this video, drop a like. It'll really help me out a ton in helping the channel grow, reach as many people, and that's exactly what I want at the end of the day. So for those of you who watch my channel, you guys know that I'm a big advocate of dividend stocks. But there are two sides to the coin of dividend investing. I always talk about the positives, but there are some negatives and some drawbacks that come with looking at solely dividend paying stocks. And in this video, I'm going to go over some of the negatives of dividend investing so you guys get a good idea and a full picture of the options out there. You should know the pros and cons of every kind of investment opportunity there is before you actually make a decision. And in this video, I'm going to give you all the negatives I can think of as honestly as possible. Like I said at the start of the video, I'm a big fan of dividend investing. I invest heavily in dividend paying stocks because I like seeing cash flow. I like getting paid on a quarterly basis. I think dividend investing has gotten kind of cool in the investing community. A lot of people recommend looking at dividends. And I made a whole video about the benefits of dividend investing up here. You can check it out. But dividend investing is not a perfect approach to investing. In fact, there are a number of drawbacks that come with dividend investing that you should know before you actually partake in dividend investing. Disclaimer, like I said, I am a big fan of dividend investing, but I'm still going to give you my honest opinion of each negative drawback that there is, and I'm going to be as sincere with this as possible. So the biggest drawback of dividend paying stocks is that there really is no growth in stock price. Dividend paying stocks are what we call value stock. The value of the stock really comes from the dividend. This contrasts with a growth stock. The value in a growth stock comes from the appreciation in stock price. For example, a value stock would be Coca-Cola or AT&T. A growth stock would be Amazon or even Apple. I would say Apple is a growth stock, even though it does pay a dividend, much of its value does come from the appreciation of its stock price. Many people think value stocks are the way to go because you see your return on a quarterly basis. You're almost, if you invest in the correct company, you're almost guaranteed to get about 3% return annually just based on dividends alone. However, if you look at growth stocks actually can provide a lot more value to the investor. For example, let's look at Amazon. Amazon over the past year is up 73% as of the recording of this video. Over the last year, Apple is up 66%. Tesla is up almost 650% over the past year. These would be considered growth stock options that you could have invested in a year ago. How do value stocks fare in a comparison? Coca-Cola, which pays a 3.37% dividend, is actually down 15.5% over the past year. AT&T over the past year is down 26% and it pays a plus 7% dividend. Coca-Cola and AT&T are both dividend aristocrats. They have a long history of paying their dividends, but they don't have a long history of appreciating stock price. In fact, since 2016, AT&T is down tremendously from a high of about $41, and Coke is still down substantially from pre-pandemic last year of its high of $60. Over the long term, stocks like AT&T and Coca-Cola have a consistent price. Their stock is going to remain about the same. It's going to remain around the same price level with some moderate growth year over year. On the other hand, tech companies specifically, these growth stocks, they have tremendous upside that these dividend stocks don't have. All the value with a dividend stock is in the dividend, while growth stocks, all the growth is in the appreciation of the stock. And like I mentioned previously, there are some growth stocks that do pay a dividend. You look at Apple, for example, or even Microsoft. These are two tech stocks that have a lot of upside simply in the stock value alone that also pay a dividend. You can look at some credit card companies like MasterCard and Visa that also have a lot of upside. They're more growth stocks, but they do pay a dividend. Minuscule, but they do pay a dividend. So when people look at really safe dividends, they sacrifice growth potential. Is Coca-Cola or an AT&T, are they both safe investments? I would argue yes. They're really large companies, huge market caps. They have a really safe dividend, yet they do not offer the upside that I guess a riskier investment like an Amazon or an Apple would provide an investor. And why exactly is that the case? Well, the reason for that is value stocks use their cash to pay their dividend. So they're responsible for paying a significant amount of their cash on hand to investors in the form of a dividend. On the other hand, if you're a growth stock, like a tech company like Apple or Amazon, you do not spend as much cash of your cash for dividends. You reinvest that cash back into the business for research and development. When companies reinvest back into their business through R&D, they're looking for more technological advancements, specifically for tech stocks. They're looking for advancements to give themselves one leg up on their competition and to make the business grow year over year. Essentially, they're making their business adapt to the times, which is very beneficial if you're a tech company, which many growth stocks are. Value stocks, on the other hand, aren't really looking to expand as much. They're looking to maintain the spot that they're currently in. Coca-Cola, for example, is in a very good spot. It's a conglomerate. It's one of two soda companies that are in the industry between Coke and Pepsi, and they really don't have much competition there. Same thing with AT&T. The telecom industry is really made up of three companies, Verizon, AT&T, and the T-Mobile Sprint merged company. So they really don't have much competition there either. And they're towards the peak of their growth, so they're okay with just staying at that level and pleasing investors for now with a dividend. So the biggest drawback of dividend investing is the attractiveness of a dividend stock is solely the dividend. You really don't have much upside in terms of stock price. On the other hand, with growth stocks, stocks that don't pay a dividend, like an Amazon or even a Tesla, all the value comes from the appreciation in stock price, which can far exceed the amount you receive in dividends. Another negative, and pretty much the last negative, because, you know, I pretty much went on a rant before. Another negative about dividend-paying stocks is that dividends are taxed. You have to pay tax on your dividends. However, if a company were to reinvest that cash instead back into the business, you're still realizing a benefit without having to pay the tax. When companies reinvest into the business, there are a number of tax loopholes that they can use to basically avoid paying taxes. This was a big deal when Amazon reportedly paid $0 in taxes 1 year. They reinvest back into the business instead of giving you the dividend, like I mentioned previously. If they were to pay you the dividend, you have to pay a tax on it. But if they reinvest it back into the business, they might get some tax benefit for doing so. And like I said, when they reinvest back into the business, these companies usually realize a huge appreciation in stock price. You're kind of realizing the same benefit of receiving a dividend without actually receiving it when the company reinvests. If the company were to reinvest $10 million in cash instead of give it to its shareholders as a dividend, theoretically, the company's stock price should increase by $10 million because they're reinvesting back into the business. And now the business is worth $10 million more. So the value you would have received as a dividend is now being realized in the company's stock price. Theoretically, sometimes it doesn't happen, but typically when a company reinvests back into itself, there's a lot of growth. Those are the biggest drawbacks of solely relying on dividend paying stocks. You do not have the upside that growth stocks provide you, and you do have to pay taxes while you don't have to pay taxes with growth stocks unless you actually sell it for a gain. And then it goes into long-term capital gains tax if you use the long-term approach that I always recommend on this channel that I'll go into in detail about in another video. But those are the two biggest drawbacks that I personally think of. There are some other criticisms that people have. Another one is that dividend stocks rely too much on historical performance in terms of dividends. The dividend aristocrats and dividend kings list, just because the company pays a dividend for 25 years, doesn't mean that it's going to pay it for another 5 years or 10 years into the future. I disagree with this mindset. I think historical performances can give a good idea of how the company is doing. It's a track record. In basketball, for example, if you have a player who's shooting 90% from the free throw line for 10 consecutive years, in the 11th year, it is likely that he's going to shoot around 90% again. With stocks, I assume the same thing. If a company is able to pay its dividend for 25 years, I think it's going to do anything it can possible to pay for that 26th year, the 27th year, the 28th year, and so on. So I don't like that criticism. I think it's kind of weak. But the other two do have valid cases. So I think you might have a question is, why do I still like dividend paying stocks if I gave you these two criticisms? Honestly, I diversify. I am in a little bit of both. My portfolio does not solely consist of dividend paying stocks, and I do look for upside whenever I can. It's just something about having the cash flow, something about having the drip of having reinvested shares, partial shares, and having more shares. I like the benefits of compound interest, and that's something that you can't realize with a growth stock. You can constantly reinvest your dividends back into your stocks, and you don't have that opportunity with growth stocks unless you sell for a gain wait for a loss, and then buy back in. So I think the dividend in that regard, to get more shares, more stake of the company, is very appealing to me. But I diversify. I do have a wide array of stocks in my portfolio, some growth stocks, some value stocks, even index funds. I do diversify. I do not solely rely on one type of stock in my portfolio. And that's the takeaway I want you guys to have from this video. Don't solely rely on one investing approach. Look to diversify and look to adopt as many approaches as possible that fit your mindset and make you feel as safe as possible when you invest. But yeah, guys, thank you for tuning in to another video. If you want more content by me, check out the description down below. I link my website, my Instagram, my TikTok, all that stuff if you want more from me. Also, if you're new to investing and you don't know exactly where to start, check out the description. Also, you have two links to two brokerages, Webull and Robinhood. Both give you free stocks when you sign up, so there's nothing to lose there, only for your benefit. Well, I benefit too. I got a free stock, just disclaimer. But free stocks for everyone, why not? Also, like I said at the beginning of this video, if you're new to the channel, subscribe and drop a like. That really helps me out a ton in helping the channel grow and reaching as many people as possible, and that's what I really would love to happen. But yeah, guys, thank you for tuning in yet again. Until next time, my name's Anthony, and I'll see you later.